Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, partly cloudy, slight chance for some showers, high around 57. Right now in Kenosha, 44 degrees, 54 Burlington, Milwaukee 48, and it's 46 degrees in Racine. A prayer vigil held by the Racine Interfaith Coalition in front of the home on Memorial Drive where 20-year-old Harry Kennedy Jr. was sitting last Sunday night when he was shot and later died. Reverend Tony Larson, as he has done the last several years after someone's violent death in the community, led the group of about three dozen in song, prayer, and reaction, fighting to be heard above the constant traffic noise just a few feet away.
You come out to the place, even though many of us may not know the person who died, we still feel it's important that we acknowledge that a life was taken, and every human life is sacred. So when it's taken, we can't just say, oh, just another statistic. And even though it's not my own biological brother who died, in a way, it's everyone's brother, it's everyone's father, everyone's son.
Kennedy's family tied a couple of hoodies around a tree, pictures of him wearing an angel wings and a bow tie, his older sister urging anyone with information to call police so the killer can be found. Kennedy's funeral set for tomorrow at Gospel Lighthouse on 6th Street in Racine. The Mount Pleasant Police Department inviting the public to make use of Internet Purchase Exchange Zones with 24-hour video surveillance public access and located on police department property. The goal to help deter criminal activity commonly connected with online purchases, face-to-face transactions, child custody exchanges, as well as any other type of meeting or business deal. Such activities included fraud, theft, assault. If such a situation was to occur, you've got video surveillance that would provide vehicle and suspect descriptions and license plate information. Donation from Crime Stoppers is what led to creation and display of several signs highlighting these exchange sites, including the Mount Pleasant Police Department's parking lot on Campus Drive, the Lakeside COP House in Mount Pleasant on Mead Street out front, and the Sturtevant Police Department's parking lot and lobby area. Meanwhile, sites still being determined for both the Racine and Caledonia Police Departments. Racine County's 70-plus member contingent of mainly public officials coming home from a disastrous week at the Federal Emergency Management Agency's Training Institute in Emmitsburg, Maryland. That's where they faced the real-time impact of a devastating tornado and then had to deal with the aftermath. Public Works and Development Services Director Julie Anderson telling WRJN News it was truly a learning experience.
It was something that was intense, but what we found out as a group of 72 people is that we can accomplish quite a job when we all work together, and that was the biggest takeaway from this.
She said that the relationship building and teamwork, that is something that could be very important with a real emergency situation.
Who to call, what the steps are for seeking additional resources, how to manage media requests, how to manage public requests for help, what to do first, next, and last in terms of county help, state help, federal help, declarations for help and resources.
She called it an eye-opening exercise that was realistic in many ways, including today's simple modern conveniences like cell phones being eliminated. From the perspective of the county's Public Works and Development Services staff, the exercise reinforced, she said, the goal of putting personnel and resources where needed, even if it means reassignment and relocation to get the job done. The second Racine County EMI Training Center graduating class follows the 1998 group of 77 that completed a similar tornado exercise. While talks may or may not be ongoing between the city of Racine and the attorney for the Riverside Inn, a new date for a possible due process hearing on the motel's liquor license has now been set. Assistant City Attorney Nu Tran says it'll be at 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday, June the 7th, in council chambers. The hearing had been scheduled for this past Wednesday, but was canceled because of talks between both sides on the possibility of a settlement. A second developer backing away now from a proposed $18 million 74-apartment redevelopment in Uptown Racine at the former Ajax Industrial site in the 1500 block of Clark Street. The reason? Reported structural issues and the uncertain tax credit market these days. Original developer Herman and Kittle went after tax credits and other help for that project, which included planned housing for veterans, but they backed out 10 months ago. Last evening, City Development Director Amy Connolly told the Redevelopment Authority Keystone Development pulled their tax credit application last week on the heels of finding structural issues with the site.
They had submitted an application to WEDA for low-income housing tax credits and also transferred over the ownership of the approvals from the National Park Service for Part 2 historic preservation. So we're really hopeful that that project would move forward. Well, they were in the building, I'm going to say about 3 weeks ago, and while they were in the building, a train went by, and they noticed some of the walls, exterior walls, actually moving.
Connolly said options right now include possibly hiring a structural engineer to look closely at the site, perhaps seek another developer, or consider tearing it all down to create a clean site for development. RDA Chairman Greg Helding felt that an independent report from a structural engineer would prove beneficial, whether continuing to market the site as is or to clear it.
One of the mitigating things, there's a lot of metal, there's a lot of bricks that people like, there's a lot of wood, there's a lot of stuff that somebody, it wouldn't just be a wrecking ball, it would be a tear down and salvage job that somebody would do. We might be better deal than we think.
The group supported getting cost estimates on hiring a structural engineer and demolition, while Connolly told them they know the brownfield cleanup costs. The Ajax site project was first announced in December 2014 for one of the city's oldest industrial areas. It covers 15th to 16th Streets and from Clark Street to the Union Pacific tracks. InSinkErator unveils the design for the new office and laboratory building to be built in Mount Pleasant, with a news conference that's featured House Speaker Paul Ryan, also updating the cost on the project at $34 million. President Chad Severson also announcing $29 million to be spent reconfiguring the company's facility at 21st and Ohio Streets.
We'll be making changes so we can optimize the production workflow in this facility to be more efficient and to be ready to handle increased volume as we grow sales for our industry-leading food waste disposers. This is a very proud moment for our company. And it's a great moment in time to celebrate this announcement. This year marks the 90th anniversary of the invention of the garbage disposal by InSinkErator's founder, John W. Hammes, right here in Racine.
Bob Sharp, the executive president of Emerson Commercial and Residential Solutions, said that the company is investing $150 million all around southeast Wisconsin. City of Racine has an ordinance on signs, but regulating the content on those signs, approved for businesses and schools and others, that's come under some legal scrutiny of late due to a U.S. Supreme Court ruling prompting modifications to create content-neutral regulations. Assistant Racine City Attorney New Tran explained that the two-year-old decision showed the community in question had some sign rules that were a little bit too restrictive.
The regulations depended entirely on the content of the sign itself, the communicative content. It's also important to note that in that case, the court determined that despite the town's innocent motive, it still did not withstand strict scrutiny and was there found unconstitutional.
She told the City Plan Commission there are parts of the current ordinance for Racine that are, in her words, possibly problematic. Said the proposed amendment to Racine's ordinance uses the court ruling as a guide, and there's also the model sign ordinance from the International Municipal Lawyers Association. And the Racine Department of City Development is going to be holding a community workshop next Wednesday night at 6 o'clock inside Festival Hall to allow the public a chance to offer their thoughts on activities, conventions, and events they'd like to see at the proposed event center on Lake Avenue. This is not going to be a public hearing, but rather a chance for group discussions and initial suggestions. Participants will get together in small groups, kind of like the Visioning a Greater Racine and Uptown planning efforts, and brainstorm ideas. City development staff will then take them into account as the process moves forward, the Phase 1 study now more than halfway complete. WRJN.com, that is our webpage. We keep our newscast there in the local news section. At WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.